Renewable Energy, your partner in renewable energy.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a cloudy sky going, 62 degrees. Welcome to this Thursday Talk Around. I tell you what, we've been talking a lot about this over the last, a couple of weeks. 7th Annual Bikes and Brews Bike Show and Street Dance going on. And bringing focus to our local veterans, that's what they're all about. I've got our Caden Dent in this morning to talk with me a little bit more about a big event coming up here August 19th. And gentlemen, I don't know who wants to start, but tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening on the 19th.
Well, we're going to start out with a DJ during the morning, or at noon to 6, which is Silver Sound. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to have Winter Sloth coming in for the band. We're going to have motorcycles and a car show and bouncy house, dunk tank, lots of road games. This year, we're going to have a poker walk. You've heard of a poker run, right?
Absolutely.
Poker walk is the surrounding bars are... You play a poker hand, but instead of riding your bike to all of them, you just walk around
just
town.
Walk around. I like that.
So you don't got to worry about, drinking on your bike or anything. So
sure.
Just a little walk, and you stick around, have a good time. There's going to be a food vendor, Sassy's Ride. She's the owner of that food vendor, and she's going to be down there, and we're hoping for a good time.
You're going to have a good crowd for that. I'll work on the weather, too, and make sure the weather treats you right.
We're hoping.
Don't hold me to that. Every time I say that, I always end up eating those words. Great event that you're doing, guys. And again, bringing focus to our local veterans. That's kind of what the whole thing's all about. An all-day party. This is an all-day kind of a celebration of what you guys do. Again, must be a lot of work going into this.
Oh, yeah. We start the day after the last one's done.
Right.
And we go throughout the whole year. But it's all about the vets. It really boils down to it. We just put our time into it, and we don't take a penny back. It's just donated time from all the brothers, and then a lot of volunteers, too, that come in and huge part in play on this.
Well, in your 7th year doing this, too, you got you pretty much got all the bugs worked out, but, you say everything jumps up at you occasionally. But
we do have a lot of the kinks worked out, but we're also growing. So, I mean, there's new things that we're trying to add every year. Like this year we have the car show that's getting brought into it as well, and hopefully it'll keep growing as we go. Usually we're from 3rd to 4th Street, and we take up that whole area. But this year we're looking at taking up 2nd to 4th because of how much we're growing and adding the cars in as well. Plus, we also have a Biker Mom bake sale that we're throwing in this year as well.
Wow. That guys, you got to feel good about this, because every year you come in here and talk to me, the event just seems to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's great. Every year we have more bikes show up. We have more people show up for the event. It's great, and hopefully we can keep it growing as we go.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you need volunteers? Are you still looking for people to help you out, or do you have pretty much all bases covered?
We're always looking for volunteers, but a volunteer is someone just showing up at the door and supporting the cause.
Absolutely.
That's the main point.
Absolutely. And you've got a lot of help. You've got the sponsors. I'll read them off here. Firehouse Pub, Sportsman's Lounge, Driftwood, City Brew Hall, The Eagles, Roland's Plowing, and Creative Stitches all helping you out there, too. So you got a lot of friends getting behind you with this, too. That's got to make you feel good.
Absolutely.
Well, not only that, I mean, we have a lot of community people that come and help us and volunteer. We even have the bank that we go through for our business. They even come in and help us,
right,
and help run the gates and everything. It's really awesome how much community comes together and helps us with it as well.
So, guys, this is kind of a big question, but kind of thumbnail it for me. So the money that's collected, where does that go?
So we all work together and try to find places that help veterans the most. Like this last year, we donated to Band of Brothers, which they're a veterans outfit that will take veterans out hunting, and they do an awesome job. But not only hunting, they fish, a bunch of different things for veterans, outdoors, trips.
Mm-hmm.
Patriot Assistance Dogs, we donated to them last year, and after a donation, I believe they donated a dog out to a vet, and it's usually, what was it, 10 grand to train these dogs.
Wow.
We've also donated to Distinguished Dange, which do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles Healing Nest, which is a nice, really nice area that veterans and their families can go down to get away from it all, get mm-hmm. some help. They have their own doctors, everything down there to help a veteran get back on their feet. The same thing with the Equine Ranch. They do the same for veterans as well and let them work with horses and everything to just help them get on their feet and get in a state of mind and everything they need.
Right.
We also have helped several individual veterans, which is what we're trying to get into more, because there's a lot of veterans out there who need help but don't know where they go or maybe struggle to ask for the help. With that, we're actually in the process of building a website for our area to be able to help veterans more. Once that website's built, I mean, it'll be set up with even hotkeys. If you go in and search bar and search veteran or Operation Zero, anything, it'll pull up this website.
Mm-hmm.
And on that website, a veteran can reach out to us if they need help with anything, whether it's, you know, maybe they're struggling to pay a bill or they can't mow their yard, plumbing, anything to help. So they could reach out to us and we can assist them to get the help they need.
Right.
We're also at this time working on a scholarship at the college. And that'll be able to go to a veteran or their spouse, because right now there's a lot of veterans that are in college and their spouses are, and it's a really big financial strain on them.
Sure.
And right now the suicide rate for veterans, a good chunk or a good majority of it is actually from financial hardship. So we're working on getting a scholarship set up to be able to help assist and help with that as well.
Guys, does it surprise you the amount of need there is with veterans, especially when it comes to their mental health?
Seeing what you see when you're in the military, you can't unsee that stuff.
Right.
And the best thing they can do is talk about it. So the need, does it surprise me? I guess when you are at home in a hometown and you never leave, there's nothing really out of the ordinary for you.
Right.
So for the need, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that there's that big of a need. I wish there was more help. A good group of friends. I mean, anything would help.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who can't find them, they can try to come find us. And we can point them either with us or find someone that can help them.
Well, that was going to be my next point, too. If there's people out there listening, veterans out there listening, if you need help, reach out.
Yes.
And do it now. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. We're out of time. I could talk to you all morning, but Bikes and Brews, Bike Show and Street Dance, bigger and better than ever. And it's coming up on August 19th. Make your plans to be there 12 p.m. till 11 p.m. Arcade and Den, thanks so much for stopping in. Anytime you need us, always an open door, my friend. Stop back in.
All right. Thank you very much.
You appreciate bet. It's 818 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a mostly cloudy sky, 62 degrees. Good morning.
Wiley Park in Aberdeen is a great place to take the whole family. Whether you're planning a vacation or just a weekend getaway, there's lots to do. Visit Storybook Land and enjoy a ride on the train, carousel, or wizard's balloon. Play mini golf or take a spin on the go-karts. Visit the Aberdeen Aquatic Center that features water slides, diving boards, floatable play features, or the whole family can relax down the lazy river. For information, call the Aberdeen Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department at 1-888-326-9693.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone.